It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The majority of Colorado children without internet access at home are children of essential workers still going to their jobs during the pandemic. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
A new report shows two-thirds of the children without internet access are also Hispanic. Half are in families earning less than $50,000 a year. With schools closed for the remainder of the school year, CSU economist Phyllis Resnick says the achievement gap between low-income children and their wealthier peers will worsen.
That gap is likely to open up a lot wider if we don't rally around these children and provide them the support they need.
One recommendation is informal learning in small groups over the summer. One in 20 or 54,000 school-age children in Colorado live in households with no internet access. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado environmental advocates will mark Earth Day's 50th anniversary online. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
Events like Earth Day Live 2020 will include concerts and spoken word poetry. 50 years ago, the country didn't have environmental policies like the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. Patty Limerick heads up the Center for the American West at CU Boulder. She says environmental policy was born at a time of deep racial divide and segregation. There's unfinished work.
There have been many good faith efforts since then to make the environmental well-being include people of color, and they're not there yet.
The founder of Earth Day, Dennis Hayes, has said publicly that COVID-19, quote, robbed us of Earth Day this year. He's urging Americans to vote for the environment on Election Day. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Oil tanks are filling up and producers are finding there's nowhere to put the commodity as global demand collapses and prices sink to new lows. A barrel of oil was trading yesterday for $6.50. That's down more than 80% from the start of the year. Noble Energy, based in Colorado, has seen its stocks fall 0.2%. Colorado air quality has gotten worse, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. It gave 10 counties a failing grade for ozone pollution, up from 8 counties last year. Most were along the Front Range, which has had high ozone levels for years. La Plata County in southwest Colorado, which includes Durango, received a failing grade for two different kinds of air pollution. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.